感谢主，今天我们心里充满了喜乐。
Thank the Lord that we're filled with joy.
今天是复活节，我想我们弟兄选这些寿星也是有积极的意义。
It's Easter. I suppose that our brother choose this day to be baptized that had a great deal of meanings.
我们看一看主的话，因为这过去两天有一句话在我心里面也是非常强烈的，我想这是作为复活节的信息是很好的。
Let's turn to the Word of God. In the last several days, that the Word of God had come impressed upon me, and I felt it's great to use that as the message for Easter.
在哥林多前书第十五章。
In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15.
我们请弟兄姊妹们读第一节到第六节的上半。
We'll read verse 1 through the first half of verse 6.
然后我们读十一节。
And then we'll read verse 11,
再读14节,
14,
最后读17节到19节,
and then 17 through 19.
请弟兄姊妹们跟我一起读, 一起来读。
We'll read all together.
中文英文可以一起读。
We'll read English and Chinese together.
我们读的时候自己专心自己所读的, 我想就不要紧了。
Let us concentrate on our own language and that will be fine.
好, 我们一起来读。
Let us do it together.
一二三。
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
为我们的罪死了,
that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. Verse 11. Whether then it was I or they, that is what we preached, and this is what you believed.Verse 14.
若基督没有复活,
and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
Verse 17.
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
Only for those lives
we have hope in Christ, we are to be depleted more than all men.
有一点像讲我们录音室里面没有弄对，两个鬼声音一起出来的样子。
This is it feels like in our recording studios that if we didn't have the channel right, you can hear multiple voices.
在这里，我不知道弟兄姊妹听见没有，在十一节有一句非常有趣的话。
I wonder if you hear this verse 11. It's very interesting.
这里说我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
Here it says that this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到我们信仰的时候，到底这个信仰的内容是什么？
When we think about our faith, what is the facts of our faith?
当前面的弟兄以往的这些使徒们一路传递下来的信心，我们也一路下来的信息，我们也接受。
When the apostles and brothers have passed the messages down that we have received, yet what are the facts of our faith?
在我做基督徒刚开始做基督徒的时候，有一位年长的牧师很有意思，他的名字跟我只差一个字。
When I first became a Christian, there was a senior pastor, which is very, his name only is one word different from my name.
他常常在我们学校里面来讲道。
He often came to my school to preach.
他为了要叫我们特别印象深刻，他说很多时候你到教会里面问的这个弟兄姊妹，你们信的是什么？信仰是什么
？He helped us to have deep impression. He often asked that, brothers and sisters, what do you believe?
他说很多人就回答说我们所信的跟我们牧师所信的一样。
Many answered that what we believe is the same as that of our pastor.
那问问你牧师信的是什么呢
？Then he asked, what does your pastor believe?
他说我们牧师信的是跟我们会众信的一样。
That what our pastor believe is the same as that of our congregation.
到底你们大家信的是什么呢
？But indeed, what do you believe?
他说我们信的都是一样。
That we all believe the same.
到底信什么？孩子不知道。
But what did you believe that we still don't know?
这里很清楚的，保罗告诉我们我们所信的是什么。
Here Paul talked to us very clearly what we believe.
就是从第三节开始，我们可以看到这里所说的话。
From verse 3 on, we know it here.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。 又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
保罗的信息里面常常有第一，很少看见第二。
Paul often mentioning his sermons that he talked about first, yet we rarely see the second point.
但是我想这里他虽然没有说第二，我们也很清楚。
Though here he didn't say, he didn't spell specifically secondly, but yet we're clear.
他说第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了。
Firstly, that is Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and that he was buried.
为什么我们知道他第二点说的是什么呢？因为他这里又说，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
How come we know the second point? Because here it says, according to the scriptures, that he was raised on the third day.
所以我们看见保罗告诉我们他所信仰的内容是什么。
So here we're clear to know what Paul told us, the facts of the gospel.
第一，基督照着圣经所说的。
First, according to the scriptures, Christ.
他为我们的罪死了。而且埋葬了。
He died for our sins and he was buried.
前两天我们在受难节也有一次的聚集。
Couple days ago on Good Friday we had a gathering.
每次受难节聚集的时候我都心里很蛮有一种说不出来的好像事情没完的感觉。
Every time when it comes to Good Friday, I had a sense in my mind, it felt that I was like, that something in my mind that I haven't come to terms with yet.
难处就是我们已经知道耶稣基督从死了以后又要复活。
The difficulties lying that we know that though Christ died, but he would be resurrected from the dead.
在受难节那天好像不太应该讲到耶稣复活。
On Good Friday, it felt like we don't talk about his resurrection.
好像全世界好像全年中间只有那一天不可以讲复活的样子。
It seemed that along the year, only that day we cannot talk about his resurrection.
每个礼拜我们都可以讲复活。
Every week we can talk about his resurrection.
但是单单在受难节那天好像应该把复活的事情暂时留一留。
But only on the Good Friday, it felt like we should suppress the message about resurrection.
是不是这样子啊?
Isn't that right?
每次在受难节的活动里面觉得不太舒服。
Every time when it comes to Good Friday, I feel something kind of not right, not comfortable in me.
好像事情没有完的样子。
It felt like we have not come to a complete term.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么？因为耶稣复活了。
Why is that? Because Christ has risen.
仅仅受死，仅仅埋葬，不是完全的福音。
Only when he was, that he died and he was buried, it was not a complete gospel.
保罗是第一，他按照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了。
Firstly, according to the scripture, that he died for our sins and he was buried.
然后又照着圣经所说，第三日为我们复活了。
Then according to the scripture, that on the third day he was resurrected.
基督耶稣的钉十字架和他的复活不能分作两件事情，因为这是完全的福音。
The crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, that we cannot talk about them separately because that's a complete gospel.
礼拜五时候我说罗马书告诉我们说他为我们的过犯他被交给人是为我们的过犯。
Friday night, I talked about according to the book of Romans that he was handed to people because of our transgressions and sins.
底下有一句话他复活是为叫我们称义。
Then following that, there was a sentence that he was resurrected so that we could be called righteous.
因为保罗清楚什么叫做福音，耶稣基督被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
Because Paul was clear about what gospel is about, Jesus was handed to people because of our transgressions and sins. He was resurrected so that we could be called righteous.
所以保罗所传的是什么？我们所信的是什么？是这一个完整的福音。
So what Paul had preached, what we believed is that this complete gospel.
福音就是耶稣基督为我们钉死，为我们埋葬，然后又为我们复活。
Gospel is about that Jesus Christ died for us. He was buried and then he was resurrected.
我想这件事情在保罗的教导中间是再清楚没有，再简单没有，再确定没有了。
It is a clear, simple, and sure message in what Paul had preached.
保罗这里说，他说呢，并且显给基法看。
And then he appeared to Peter.
我们记得在第一个复活主日的时候，耶稣基督从坟墓里面出来的时候。
On the day of his resurrection, when Jesus came out of the tomb,
当然他不是第一个向着基法显现。
Of course, it was not Peter he first appeared to.
因为有妇女，有玛利亚，有几个玛利亚早晨起来要去耶稣那里膏他。
Because there were several women that they came early in the morning wanted to anoint Jesus.
但是这些妇女们却非常稀奇，因为耶稣不在那里了。
But these women were in awe because Jesus was not there.
有几个兵丁对妇女说：“你们为什么在活人中间找死人呢？”
Several soldiers say to the women that, "How come you look for the living one among the dead?"
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
He's not here. He has risen.
所以刚才我们的主席要我们讲，他不在这里，已经复活了。他已经复活了。
The presider wanted us to say that he's not here. He is risen.
但是我想说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。他现在就又在这里。
So we can say that he is not here, he has raised, but now he is in our midst.
在当时的时候，他们说耶稣基督不在坟墓那里。
Back then, that they were saying Jesus was not in the tomb.
但是他却一直在我们中间，因为他复活了。
But he continues to be in our midst, for he has been risen.
当他们对这些妇女做见证之后，特别叫他们去告诉这些使徒们，还有彼得。
When they witnessed to these women, and especially they asked these women to go tell the apostles, particularly Peter.
因为彼得需要特别的扶持。
For Peter needed to be supported.
不仅这样，他显给十二使徒看。
Not only he appeared to 12 disciples.
我想最容易想到的这个例子，就是耶稣基督在提比利亚海向着彼得和那些打鱼的同伴显现。
That I think the example we can come up is that Jesus was by the Sea of Tiberias, that he appeared to the fishermen and the apostles and their companions.
常常我们走到约翰福音最后那里是二十一章的时候，会被那些事情所讲的那些故事，而分散了一个注意力。
As we came to John 21, oftentimes we are distracted by what happened, the stories there.
我们只记得耶稣在那里向着彼得显现，问他说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”而且一连问了三次。
We remember that Jesus appeared to Peter and asked Peter three times that, "Peter, do you truly love me?"
而且我们也记得彼得在那里忧愁，因为他耶稣三次问他，他说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”
Remember that Peter was in distress, and Peter said to Jesus that, "Lord, you know that everything. You know that I love you."
所以我们忘记了耶稣基督向他显现的目的。第一个要紧是要他知道耶稣基督已经复活了，并且所有十二个门徒都知道，所有门徒都知道。
We forgot the reasons, the purposes that Jesus appeared to Peter. Number one is wanting Peter to know, and all 12 disciples know that Jesus has been risen.
耶稣在那里说，指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀他的时候，彼得心里忧愁。
When Jesus pointed to Peter that how Peter would die to glorify God, Peter was in distress.
彼得问说，那人将来如何？
Peter turned around and asked Jesus that what would happen to that person?
耶稣回答说，我若要他等到我再来的时候。
Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?"
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的注意力分散，注意这些故事当然很要紧。
So brothers and sisters, our attention got distracted. We focus on these stories. Of course, they're important.
但是这是因为耶稣基督重要的目的是他向他的门徒显现，他已经从死里复活了。
But the main purpose is that Jesus appeared to his disciples that he has been risen from the dead.
不仅一次两次这样显现
，Not only once or twice that he appeared.
他带着人的形象，每次显现的时候，他对门徒说：“你们有吃的没有？”并且他自己吃饼吃鱼。
He took the form of human flesh. Every time when he appeared to the people, he asked them whether they have anything to eat. That he ate fish, he ate bread.
耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上面，而且埋葬了。之后他从死里复活，带着肉身的形状。
Jesus.Died for our sins. He was crucified on the cross. He died for our sins. He was buried, and then he was raised in the form of human flesh.
我们不能明白这是怎么样一件奇妙的事。
We don't understand how wonderful, awesome that is.
耶稣一方面在肉身中间他能够吃能够喝，一方面他又能够穿墙越壁而来。什么时候向门徒显现？没有预先的警告。
On the one hand, that he could appear in human flesh, that he could eat. On the other hand, he could pass all the barriers, that he could appear to his disciples, and he did not foretell them.
不仅一次向着门徒们显现，多次向他们显现，讲论神国的事情。
Not only just once, he appeared to them multiple times, and he talked about the kingdom of God.
讲述神国的事情。
He talked to them about the kingdom of God.
不仅这样，他后来一时显给许许多多的人看。
He later appeared to Paul.
他说：“我仿佛我如同未到产期而生的人一般。”
Paul then said that it seemed that he was.Normally born before their full term.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里保罗讲到他在大马色路上走的显现。
Here Paul talked about on the way to Damascus that Jesus appeared.
这两天大马色又成了新闻，因为在叙利亚。
In these couple of days, Damascus became the center of the news because it's located in.Assyria.
主耶稣在大马色的显现改变了保罗一生的道路。
Lord Jesus appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus that had changed Paul's life.
当时保罗带着大祭司的文书到处捉拿逮捕，把他们下在那些信奉之道的人，把他们下在监里。
At the time, Paul had taken the documents from the priests that he went around and then captured all the Christians and put them in prison.
但是在大马色的路上，耶稣基督向他显现。
But on the way to Damascus, that Jesus appeared to him.
忽然天上大光照亮。
All of a sudden, the big light came from above.
那个光强烈到一个地步，他们整个被那个光所征服。
The light was so strong that the light overcame them.
耶稣保罗在那里说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Paul then there says that, "Lord, who are you?"
天上立刻有声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
Then the voice from heaven says, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣基督。
I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting.
保罗在那里忽然听见这声音的时候，伏伏在他的面前。
When Paul heard this voice, that he bowed down before him.
他知道耶稣基督在复活中间向他显现。
He knew that Jesus appeared to him in the midst of resurrection.
你知道保罗是一个有学问的人，并且在圣经上下了很多的功夫。
You know, Paul was a scholar that he really knew the Bible.
但是他不能明白耶稣基督真的是弥赛亚。
But he couldn't understand that Jesus Christ indeed is Messiah.
他不能明白怎么可能在肉身中间神竟然道成肉身来到我们中间。
He couldn't understand how come God can become flesh to come in our midst.
但是当耶稣基督向保罗显现的时候，保罗所有的问题都不再存在。
When Jesus Christ appeared to Paul, all his problems are gone.
他所有的理性所告诉他一切反对的原则不再成立。
All his rational beliefs told him why he should oppose are no longer in existence.
你知道吗？我们每个人都很喜欢做一个理性的人。
You know that every one of us wants to be a rational being.
不管这个理是什么，每个人对自己总要讲一些道理。
Regardless what kind of logics we follow, we want to follow certain type of fresh, reasoning.
你自己的理论对了，反正你就可以做那个事情，也不管这理论到底是不对。
Had you had your own theories, if you can prove they're right, you can do whatever, regardless what they mean.
很多人就因为这样的原因不肯信主。
Many people, for that reason, do not want to believe the Lord.
你所有的理都讲对了，但是不真有什么用？
All your logics and reasoning that you seem to accurate to you, but yet they are not the truth. What does that do to you?
耶稣基督从死里复活是超过理性的事情。
When Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, it is far beyond the reasoning.
但是有另外一个理可以说给你听的。
But we can tell you another logic.
耶稣基督如果是神的儿子，他为什么不可以从死里复活？
Had Jesus Christ been the Son of God, how come he could not be raised from the dead?
今天许多人都在说，没有人从死里复活，不可能从死里复活，怎么叫我相信基督耶稣从死里复活？
Many people say that no one has been raised from the dead. It's not possible that there is such a thing of resurrection. How would you want to believe?How would you want me to believe in resurrection?
所以我们需要写一本书，叫做《铁证待判》，说耶稣基督真的从死里复活了，他的坟墓是空的。
So we need to write a book that's titled "Evidence Demands Verdict." We say that Jesus Christ indeed has been risen, that his tomb was empty.
我不是说这本书不重要，我自己看了好多遍，觉得写得非常好。
I'm not saying that book is not important. I read it many times. I felt it's an excellent book.
但弟兄姊妹们，一旦耶稣基督真的从死里复活
，But indeed, Jesus Christ, has been resurrected from the dead.
如果你反过来问，他是如果是神的儿子，他怎么可以不复活
？If you take the other side, you say that had he really been the Son of God, how could he not be risen?
你所有的逻辑的基础要倒过来重新想过。
Are the foundations of your logics and reasoning that you have really to turn, the other side around?
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督的显现解答了许许多多人理智不能回答的问题。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus appeared to many people that really answered to the question that many could not find an answer.
而改变他们的思路，重新来过。
It changed their thoughts that they start all over.
所以保罗在这里两次讲到照着圣经所说。
So Paul here mentioned twice according to the scriptures.
当他看见耶稣基督在复活里面向他显现的时候。
When he saw Jesus Christ appear to him in resurrection.
他再回去重新读圣经。
He went back to study the Bible all over.
他就读出来，照着圣经所说，基督耶稣为我们的罪钉死了，然后他又被埋葬了。
Then he understood according to the scripture that Jesus died for our sins. He was crucified. He was buried.
又照圣经所说，第三日为我们复活了。
And then again, according to the scripture, that he was risen on the third day.
这样一个有学问、有知识的保罗。
Such a scholarly, knowledgeable man.
从前他的思想里面容不下有一位复活的主。
In the past, in his thoughts, he couldn't, accommodate the fact that Jesus was resurrected.
他虽然也可能是盼望以色列的救赎主要来
Though he had longed for the Messiah for Israel to come
但是不能晓得不能明白这位拿撒勒人耶稣就是素来盼望以色列国的人所仰望的那一位
He didn't know, he didn't understand that this Jesus Christ is the one the Israelites had longed for the Messiah to come
但是一旦他遇见复活主的显现
Yet when he encountered the appearing of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord,
他整个的思想、整个的理论、整个的看法、整个从前读的圣经不一样了。
All his thoughts, his viewpoints, the Bible that he had read before, all come differently.
不仅这样，这位复活的主呼召保罗传扬福音。
Not only so, the Lord of Resurrection had called him to spread gospel.
今天我们也在同样一个使命中间蒙神的呼召。
Along with the same mission that we're called by God.
感谢主，刚才我听见有一位姊妹在读神学院。
I thank the Lord just now I heard a sister, who is studying seminary.
我相信她有神的呼召。
I trust that she has the calling of God.
保罗告诉我们说，他怎样传，你们也怎样信了。
Paul told us that as how he preached that this is what they believed, you believed.
今天两千年来，教会所以持守的信仰就在这两节短短的圣经里面。
In this 2,000 some years, that the faith, the belief that the church hold on to, all lies in these two short verses.
基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。并且埋葬了。
Christ died for our sins according to the scripture that he was buried.
又照圣经所说，第三日为我们复活了。
According to the scripture, on the third day he was raised.
两千年来，教会就不断地一直在这个承传的过程中间茁壮成长。
In these 2,000 years that the church passed on this legacy, continue to grow.
教会维持独一信仰的根基就在于福音上面。
The unique, the only faith that we hold on to lies in the gospel.
不是那些外面所做的事情。
Not only the things we do outwardly.
虽然那些外面的事情也很重要。
Those things are important.
最要紧的是我们所信仰的根基到底是什么。
But most importantly, what is the foundation of our faith?
教会有不少的形态，各种不同的制度，许多的不同的聚集的方式。
Church has many different styles, and the way that they gather together are very different.
有些是坐在那里非常安静的。
Some sit there quietly.
有些坐在那里很有反应，很快的反应，甚至有些人觉得骚扰不安的。
Some sit there that they're very responsive and to a point that you may feel annoyed.
都不要紧，都是神的教会。
It's not important, they're all the, churches of God.
因为我们在同一个信仰的根基里面。
For together we're under the same foundation of our faith.
使徒们怎么样传，我们也怎样接受了。
How the apostles have passed that to us, how we have received.
并且他说又靠着能站立得住在第一节里面。
The verse first says that so that we can stand firm.
第二节说你们若不是突然相信也能持守我所传给你们的就必因这福音得救。
Verse 2 says that by this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
什么叫做持守?
What is to hold firmly?
什么叫做站立得住?
What is to stand?
在一切的环境中间能够站得住。
In all different surroundings or circumstances that you can stand.
刚才我们说基督徒道路并不是容易。
Just now we know that the Christian journey is not that easy.
但是我们能站立得住。
Yeah, we can stand firm.
可能我们有许多的压力和难处是难以对人说的。
Perhaps we experience a lot of pressures and difficulties that it's very difficult for us to mention to others.
也许我们遭遇到经济上困难。
Perhaps we experience financial difficulties.
也许我们家庭的问题非常严重。
Perhaps our family problems are so serious.
也许我们情绪到达低谷。
Perhaps our emotions come to the deep valley.
弟兄姊妹们，在这我发现一件稀奇的事情。
But brothers and sisters, I realize something that's very amazing.
你知道侍奉主的路也不是一条容易的路。
You know the way of serving the Lord is not easy.
但是每一次当我们在低谷的时候，我们需要回到信仰的根基。
Every time as we slide down to the bottom of the valley, we need to come back to our foundation or our faith.
十四节说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Verse 14 says that if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
因为我们需要回到复活的根基上面。
For we need to return to the foundation of resurrection.
十七节说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Verse 17 says that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins.
许多时候，当我们信心低落的时候，我们用很多的方法，就是找到像最好的 counselor 张一家这样，也不能帮助我们出来。
Many a time when our faith comes to a low point, even we can find the best psychologist, it cannot help us to come out of it.
我们需要回到信仰的根基上面。
We need to return to the foundation of our faith.
我们要对自己说，你还相信主的复活吗？
We need to ask ourselves, have we still believe in resurrection of Christ?
如果你相信耶稣基督真的从死里复活了
Had you really believed that Christ really was raised from the dead?
他说什么
What he says?
他说天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了
He says that from heaven and earth all the power has been given to me.
当耶稣基督为你死的时候你知道他是爱你
When Jesus Christ died for you, you know that he loves you.
我们原来不知道什么叫做爱但是因为基督耶稣为我们钉在十字架上面他为我们舍命，从此我们就知道什么是爱。
We don't know what love is, but yet when Jesus Christ died for us on the cross, and that he saved, he died, he used his life to save us, so that from here on we know what love is.
他不仅爱你。
Not only he loves you.
他也有能力拯救你。
He also has the power to save you.
爱说到他的愿意情愿为我们舍命所以没有留下一样不给我们的
When we talk about love it talks about his willingness to love us to sacrifice for us he has never saved anything good not to give us
但是我们中国人有一句话叫做爱莫能助有时候帮不上忙
Yet we Chinese have a saying says that even though when we love yet sometimes we feel very helpless
基督耶稣不是这样
But yet, that's not the same with Christ.
因为他从死里复活。
For he has been risen from the dead.
最简单的原因，怎么知道他有能力？因为他已经败坏掌死权的。
How do we know that? How do we know he has the power? Because he has abolished the one who is in control of the death.
我从前有一段时间服侍老人们。
There was a time that I used to serve elderly.
那些老年人实在来讲只有两种。
There are actually, in fact, there are two kinds of elderly folks.
有一种是希望活得快快乐乐的人。
One that they desire to live a very happy life.
所以他们怎么办呢
？So what could they do?
所以他们就在老人公寓里面有很多麻将搭子，他们住的老人公寓有这个方便。
So in senior apartments that they have many people they can come together play mahjong. That's a convenience.
打麻将的时候就非常快乐，什么事情都忘记了。
When they play mahjong, they were very happy. They forgot all their problems.
而且在麻将桌上可以讲一讲他的女儿对他不好，他的儿子对他不好，他的媳妇如何不好，发发出出气。
While playing mahjong, they can complain about their daughter-in-law, their son-in-law, all those difficulties. When they finished playing mahjong, whoever talked about, they forgot about their problems. Whoever heard them also forgot about them.
这是打麻将的好处。
That's the benefits of playing mahjong.
可以叫你快乐。
That can help you to be happy.
而且个人讲个人的，都呱啦呱啦搓的时候，个人讲个人，谁也没听见对方讲什么。
And they talk about their own problems. They didn't hear anyone else's about their problems.
所以也不要为你讲的话负责。
So you don't have to be held accountable for what you said.
这是很轻松的事情。
That's very relaxing.
那有些人不喜欢打麻将。
Some do not like to play mahjong.
他喜欢唱歌。
They love to sing.
我就遇见有一个老年人，他真的很喜欢唱歌。
I have met an elderly person and who really loves to sing.
其实也真是不简单，因为到了这么大年纪还能唱，也是很少见的。
Yet it's really challenging because to that age they can still sing and that's rarely.
但是他有个毛病，他到什么地方都要唱。
But this person has a problem wherever that person goes, person wants to sing.
因为唱的时候他很快乐。
For she's very happy about it.
但她忘记了听的人是不是快乐。
But she forgot those who listen to her whether they would be happy.
她唱到一个地步呢，没有人要听她唱的了。
When she sings to a point, no one wants to hear her singing.
不同的人找不同的方法快乐。
So different people find different ways to make them happy.
所以在老人公寓里面都是那些希望能够快快乐乐的人。
In senior apartment houses that love the ones that want to be happy.
你知道很多这里从这些老人公寓呢能够走几步路就到一个商店的门口。
You know many that they take a few steps they can go to the stores.
平常买菜蛮方便的。
It's very convenient.
还有一种方便是什么呢
？There another convenience.
就是在那些店的门口都有很大的 bus 在那等着。
That there's usually that there's bus stations right there.
你坐上去呢就可以直达 Las Vegas.
You take the bus and can well take you directly to Las Vegas.
在那里吃也便宜，什么都很方便，你把钱输光就可以回来了。
Everything is convenient that once you lost all your money, you can come home.
这也是许多人寻找快乐的办法。
This is a way that many people have seek their pleasure.
但是另外有一些老人公寓的人
And then there's another group of people.
他们不需要寻找快乐
They don't need to look for pleasure.
因为快乐已经在他们的心里
For joy has lie in their hearts.
我就记得有一对老夫妇
I remember a senior couple.
这对老夫妇两个人都喜肾
This elderly couple, both of them need to have dialysis.
所以其实他们的生活是蛮忙碌的
Yet their life is quite busy.
但是每一个月一定有一个礼拜三
But yet every one Wednesday of the month,
他们要做一点点菜，请大家吃饭。
They want to cook and invite people to come to their place.
请老人公寓的人都来吃饭。
They invite all the seniors to come to their apartment to eat.
为什么呢
？Why?
传扬福音。
They want to share the gospel.
他让我去了很多次。
They invited me there many times.
老师告诉各位，在老人公寓要传福音呢，需要有相当的忍耐。
Honestly speaking, if you want to go to senior apartments to spread gospel, you need to have some type of patience.
第一个，老人公寓都不会太大。
First, that the apartment is small.
所以很挤。
It's crowded.
你知道一挤的话就很热。
When it's crowded, it's hot.
我是怕热的人。
And I don't like heat.
我一到热的时候就快化掉了。
When it comes to heat, I am about to be melted.
所以我需要在有冷气的环境里面才能好好的做传福音。
I need to be in a place that where it's fully air conditioned and I can spread gospel.
我不像杨牧师可以在任何环境里面传福音，我是不如他的。
I'm not like Eric who can spread gospel in any places. I'm not like him at all.
第二呢，因为他们要请我吃很多东西。
Secondly, they want me to eat to stuff myself.
所以我常常说，罗马不是一天造成的了。
So I often say that Rome is not built in one day.
所以你需要在那里接纳弟兄们的爱心。
So you need to accept their love for you.
虽然如此，我们也结了一些果子。
And even so, we have bear fruit.
感谢主，还有因为有老姊妹。
And we thank the Lord and another senior sister.
她一直说我要住到老人公寓去。
All the time she says, I want to live in a senior apartment.
女儿说：“你不要住了，你住老人公寓，人家还以为我们对你不好呢。”
Her daughter says, "Don't live there. If you live in a senior apartment, people will say we treat you poorly."
那很多老人公寓的确也是，儿女们呢不大能一起相处，一个礼拜见一次还可以，常常坐在一起是不行的。
Indeed, some people are like that. That if they can meet with their children once a week, but yet if they live together, that wouldn't work.
这个叫保持距离以测安全。
So they want to keep some distance to ensure a sense of safety there.
那老姊妹说要去住老人公寓，这女儿一直不让她去。
So the elderly sister says that she wants to live in senior apartment housing. Her daughter won't let her.
他说这样子吧，他说我去老人公寓登记一个地方，我呢 weekday 在那里 ，weekend 到你家里来住。
She says I'll sign up over there and I'll live there over weekends and weekdays I'll come to your house.
这一位老姊妹是非常有恩典、有能力的姊妹。
This elderly sister that she is full of grace and power.
她年轻没有退休以前，她是做护士的。
Before she was retired, she worked as a nurse.
她也在教会里面做执事。
She was also serve as deaconess in the church.
所以她说，如果我到老人公寓，可以帮很多人的忙。
She says that had I lived in a senior apartment, I could help many others.
我一方面照顾他们的生活，一方面呢，我还能动，我可以呢。照顾他们生活，另外我可以传福音。
On the one hand, since I can still move around, I can take care of them in their daily life. On the other hand, I can spread gospel.
这位老姊妹是我很好的同工。
This elderly sister is a very good co-worker of mine.
后来她得了胃癌。
Later, she suffered from stomach cancer.
她一直不肯开刀，她说我不管，主要我去什么时候去我就可以。
She didn't want to go through operation. She said that whenever the Lord wanted me to go, I'll go.
她说我哪天都准备好了，包包已经准备好了，随时可以出门了。
I prepare for that day. I have done my package. Anytime I'm ready to go.
她到总那句好像我们出门旅行一样。
It seems that when she says that she gets ready to go to be with the Lord, as if that we are going out to travel.
但是后来到有一天胃癌到一个地步不能吃东西了。
Later, it came to a point that her stomach cancer caused her not able to eat.
这个麻烦。
It's very troublesome.
只要她能吃东西能够做事她根本并不在乎，有病也不在乎。
Had she been able to eat that she could move around even though she has sickness, that would be okay.
他一直说不要开刀。
And she insists not to have an operation.
主要我什么时候去我就去了，为什么要开刀呢？
Whenever the Lord wanted me to go, I'll go. Why should I go through operation?
但是现在有一个问题啊，因为他不能吃东西。
But then the problems arise because she couldn't eat.
最后只好同意说，那去开刀吧，让胃能够畅通一说，至少我可以吃点东西。
Finally, she conceded and was willing to go through operation so that she could eat.
大家知道胃癌是很难弄好的。
You know that stomach cancer is very difficult to deal.
最后这位老姊妹几年以前过世，被主接去。
Several years ago, this elderly sister went to be with the Lord.
我照着她的愿望替她主持追思礼拜。
According to her desire that I officiated her memorial service.
但是那天很稀奇，我里面非常的喜乐。
It was very amazing that I was very happy.
因为我们老姊妹一直是喜乐的。
For our elderly sister had been always been very joyful.
从来没有见过她愁眉苦脸的。
Never a time I saw her frowning.
从我认识她一直到她被主接走，大概也有十几年，快要十几年的光，十几年的光景。
It's been over 10 some years from the time I first met her to the time she went to be with the Lord.
我没有从她的嘴里面听见一句抱怨的话。
Never a time I heard her saying anything to complain.
她有好多儿子，有好多女儿，又还有外孙，有孙子。
She had many children as well as grandchildren.
你知道这么多的儿孙要抱怨是很容易的。
You know, it's very easy if you have so many offsprings you can make complaints.
我从来没有听过她抱怨。
Not a time I heard her complain.
对教会里面弟兄姊妹们也都是爱心接纳。
As for the sisters and brothers in the church, that she always accept them with love.
为什么？
Why?
他活在神的里面，耶稣基督在他的里面，耶稣基督的生命是他的生命。
Because she lived in the Lord, Jesus Christ lived in her, so that she had the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？今天耶稣基督就在你的里面，他在你的生命中间，他就是你的生命。
Do you know that Jesus Christ is in you? He lives in you. He is your life.
这里告诉我们说基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Here it told us that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins.
为什么保罗这样说？
Why Paul say something like this?
基督耶稣的复活解决我们罪的问题。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ has solved the problem of our sins.
基督耶稣钉在十字架上面也解决我们罪的问题。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.That has solved the problems of our sins.
但这两个解决的方法是不一样的。
Yet these two solutions are different.
基督耶稣钉在十字架上面是赦免我们一切的过犯。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross so that he could forgive all our sins and transgressions.
耶稣基督从死里复活是要叫我们能够胜过罪。
Jesus Christ was raised from the dead so that we can overcome, we can conquer the sin.
这两件事是不一样的。
These two matters are different.
耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上面，他能够决定能够洗净我们的罪。
Jesus Christ was crucified for us on the cross, absolutely that he could, cleanse our sins.
但是如果他没有复活，我们不能胜过罪。
Had he not been resurrected, that we cannot conquer the sin.
那你说你怎么晓得？
You say, how would you know?
你看看以色列人，看犹太人就知道。
You see, Israelites, Jews, you would know.
旧约时候就这样告诉我们的。
In the Old Testament, it told us so.
他们每年要献上同样的祭物。
Every year that they offer the same sacrifice.
这些祭物能够暂时除去他们的罪。
The sacrifice can temporarily cleanse their sins.
但是刚刚献过祭，底下又立刻犯罪。
That as soon as they had offered a sacrifice, that they sin again.
他的祭物，这些祭物能够赦免他的罪，但是他不能解决他犯罪的问题。
This sacrifice can cleanse their sin, but yet it cannot deal with the issue that they continue to sin.
除去罪的结果可以免去神的审判，可以，那是赦免。
It can cleanse the consequence of the sin to take care of the God's judgment. That's okay.
但是牛羊的血不能叫我们得的力量。
But the blood of the lamb cannot give us the power.
所以那些大祭司需要每年一次进入至圣所，在赎罪日的时候，把以色列人全年所犯的罪都放在那个祭牲身上。
So those high priests every year they have to go to the most holy, that they will take all the blood of those sacrifices, so that this blood can cover their sins.
但是人一直在认罪、赦罪、犯罪。认罪的循环中间。
But we continue to live in the cycle. We confess our sins got forgiven, yet we commit sins again.
永远不能解决。
That forever we cannot solve that problem.
保罗就这样说，他被交给人是为我们的罪，但是呢，他复活是为我们称义。
Paul says that he was handed to people for our sins, yet when he was resurrected, so that we could be righteous.
因为耶稣基督复活以后，他从死里复活的生命，不仅证明给我们看，也教给我们。
After he was resurrected, not only he has shown his life to us, he has given us his life.
基督徒今天最大的喜乐就是能够照着耶稣基督的生命而活着。
The greatest joy that Christians could have is that we could live according to the life of Jesus Christ.
按照耶稣的生命而活在他的面前。
That we could live before him according to the life of Jesus Christ.
我们不要活在亚当的生命里面。
We would not want to live in the life of Adam.
我们要活在耶稣基督的生命里面。
We want to live in the life of Jesus Christ.
更准确地说，是让耶稣基督活在我们的里面。
More accurately that we say Jesus Christ lives in us.
所以保罗能说，现在活的这不再是我，乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
So Paul can say that it is no longer I, but Jesus Christ lives in me.
并且他说，我现在活着是因为神儿子的信心，因为信神儿子而活。
But now I live is by faith, by believing Jesus Christ.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，保罗能不能讲得更清楚。
I don't know whether Paul can give a clearer message.
我也不知道我现在讲的是不是比保罗更清楚。
I don't even know if I could say this message clearer than Paul.
保罗说他现在的活着不但是他，乃是基督耶稣在他里面活着。
Paul says that it's no longer he that lives, rather it's Jesus Christ lives in him.
而他现在怎么活呢？我现在活着是因为信神的儿子在活，因为信心的关系。
How does he live? I now live is because of Jesus Christ, because my faith in Jesus Christ that I live.
弟兄姊妹们，有一件非常奇妙的事情，我们当刚刚信主所有的信心，就是完整的信心，也是每一天的信心，也是成长的信心，也是完全的信心，就是这么一个信心。
It's very amazing. It's the faith that when we first believe in Jesus Christ, it's the faith that we have every day. It's a complete faith. It's the faith that we continue to grow.
你对这个信心的增加，认识增加，是随着你生命的长进。
As you grow in faith, your life will grow.
所以保罗在这里说，若是基督没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里面。
So Paul here says that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still living your sins.
我可以用什么比方呢？
What kind of analogy could I give you?
今天早晨我已经在另外一个教会讲道。
This morning I actually preached at another church.
他们在复活节的时候有一个庆祝，就是每个人拿个气球，基督耶稣复活了。
That they have this celebration. Everyone holds on to a balloon, says Jesus Christ has risen.
This one is hard to translate in Chinese. So the leader says, let's hold on to the balloon, and we say, Christ is risen. He is risen, and release because the balloon risen.
很难翻译，但是当主席说耶稣基督已经复活的时候，他们就说主已经复活，然后他们要把气球放走，气球升上去的时候，他们也大叫说主复活了。
我正在想要用这个气球做比例。
I was thinking about using this balloon as analogy.
我说气球本来会沉在地下。
The actually balloon would fall on the ground.
但是因为它里面充满了氢气，它就往上升上去了。
Yet with helium filled inside, it can go afloat up to the sky.
当我正要讲这个例子的时候
，When I was about to use this example,
一个气球已经泄气，噗下来了。
Balloon got inflated and come down to the ground.
我就没有举这个例子。
So I didn't use that example.
但是我想我错了。
But it was wrong.
我还是应该举这个例子。
I really should use that example.
你知道吗？如果我里面充满主的生命，就可以复活升天。
Had we had a life inside of us, filling us, that we can be resurrected and go to heaven.
如果我们的泄的气不在主里面活着，噗掉下来。
Had we become inflated, that we're not live in Jesus Christ, then we would fall on the ground.
我们需要常常被圣灵充满，被耶稣基督充满，就是这个目的，能够叫我们离地上升。
We need to be filled in Jesus Christ. That's the purpose, so that we can depart from the ground, that we can be raised above.
今天基督徒得胜的秘诀就是